In any contentious debate, getting two sides to agree to a set of facts can be an elusive, or if not frustrating, endeavor. And sometimes the more you push on facts, the more squishy they become. Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCrory offers this example from a report this week about teacher absenteeism.
Police officers, ma'am.
Why couldn't you have got here before that big, fat, stupid-looking piece of sewage breath stole my white wedding dress?
Just the facts, ma'am.
If only it were that easy, Detective. Take, for instance, a report out this week on chronic teacher absenteeism by the Fordham Institute. It used Federal Office of Civil Rights data and found this indisputable fact. Nationwide, teachers in traditional public schools are almost three times as likely to be chronically absent as teachers in charter schools, a rate difference that holds true for Pennsylvania. David Griffith is a senior researcher at Fordham, a D.C.-based education reform think tank.
There's this big difference in teacher attendance between these two types of public schools. And it seems like there's some pretty clear links between the policies that states and districts adopt and the rates of teacher chronic absenteeism.
Another fact, Griffith notes that the gap in chronic teacher absenteeism is widest in states like Pennsylvania, where districts must go through collective bargaining with teachers, but charter schools don't have to. When examining the difference between unionized charters and non-unionized charters, a gap appears as well.
You know, in places where teachers maybe do have really high job security, it's certainly possible that, you know, that they feel more comfortable taking more sick days.
The report was funded by the Walton Family Foundation, which is in the midst of a $1 billion campaign to help charter schools expand nationwide.
People can draw their own conclusions about that. Everything you said is true. But ultimately, the numbers speak for themselves.
But are the facts everything they seem?
Telling a story with data is not the same as reaching a conclusion based on evidence. And so I think more evidence is needed to really get to the bottom of it.
Philip Serenides is an assistant professor of research at the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. He went through the same federal data set as Fordham and found some important nuances that didn't make the report. For instance, teachers that are brand new to the profession are much less likely to be chronically absent. And the data show that charters employ a much higher percentage of teachers in their first or second year compared to traditional public schools. So without that and other context considered, he doesn't put that much stock into the report.
For the conclusions in this report to really be persuasive, those differences should be incorporated into the research method so that the comparison between rates in charter and district schools is apples to apples.
In a follow-up interview, Griffith acknowledged that the study could have included more context.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true that we could have done that. We could have controlled for a lot of things, right?
The Fordham report also doesn't delve into the idea of teacher turnover, which is higher in the charter sector. But that's a fact that can be overblown by traditional public school advocates, as in recent years, the turnover rates for the different sectors have significantly narrowed. Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.